Wyoming is one of our sort of Midwest or Western states. It's the 10th largest in the country, but it has the lowest population, so there aren't too many folks there. In Wyoming, I'd say the dominant form of agriculture is rangeland grazing for beef cattle, and second to that is sheep production, I would say. They're about fourth in the nation, I believe, in terms of lamb and sheep growth. And there's also some crop farming that is largely in the river valleys and select pockets around the state. There's quite a bit of hay production. Barley and wheat are close seconds, and you know, the assortment of vegetables here and there as well.
And so this research that you've just released looked at the aging agricultural landscape in Wyoming. Can you take us through what it was that you were looking at?
We had noticed through casual observation and personal experience from various parts of the globe that the average age of farm and ranch operators seemed to be increasing. And we spend a lot of time as a team working in the High Plains region of Wyoming, and so we wanted to see if this trend held true for that area. So what we did is we used records from different census of agriculture dating from the 1920s up through 2007.
And so what came out of the research? What did you find?
The really short version is that farm and ranch operators are getting older and that they are just declining in number. So every single county in the entire state has seen a statistically significant increase in the average age. For example, in one of the counties, Lincoln County, the farmers are getting older at a rate of about 66 days per year. And at the state level, it's the same thing. Since 1920, farmers have been getting older every single year. I guess to touch on a couple of the important trends that we highlighted in the research paper, by 2033, based on what's happened over the last half century or more, we would expect there to be very few farmer ranch operators that are younger than 35. By 2050, 30% of all operators will be between 55 and 64, which is, you know, pretty old for a farmer or rancher, and more than 34% will be of retirement age. Also, by 2050, the average age of operators will be somewhere around 60 years of age, which is a 40% increase over the age of farmers and ranchers in 1920.
Anecdotally, from what you've found out, does it feel like this is isolated to Wyoming, or is this a bit of a trend you are seeing across the United States?
I would say this is definitely a trend we're seeing across the United States. Here, farms once employed about half the U.S. workforce, but now we're really only seeing about 2% of the workforce made up of farmers and ranchers. Concomitantly, the numbers of farms has dropped about 60, 62, 63% since 1900, while farm size has increased a similar amount through mechanization and industrialization. So, you know, despite the increases in farm size, you know, farming and ranching is still a really tough way of life, and we're not seeing many new recruits coming into it, and folks are getting older. I think that nationally, the average age in 2007 was about 57 years old, and that was a 3.5% increase since 2002, give or take. And the latest census information that just came out reported that nationally the average age of farmers and ranchers was about 58.3, which is another 2.1% increase since 2007. So I would say that while the very specific numbers that we report for Wyoming are specific to that area, that broadly speaking, the trend is definitely occurring nationally and maybe globally as well. Seems like this might be occurring in Australia. Even one of our team members was in Rockhampton, which is on the eastern coast of Queensland, I think, and he was visiting a relative's farm, and I guess just through their discussions, it sounded like this is something you're experiencing over there.
Absolutely. And is there a sense of how agriculture is viewed by younger people within the states that's preventing them from wanting to pursue a career in these industries?
I can't say that I have a really good sense for that. In other portions of the country where I have a greater connection with the younger agriculturalists, I would say that there is interest coming from a new wave of a new sort of agrarian wave that's largely tied to a local food movement and organic food movement, but that the young folks face barriers. You know, the cost of land is often too great, so they don't have the capital outlay to make it happen. even just finding access to the land. And there are programs here in the states that are working on those, but in Wyoming specifically, I think it's challenging with a state that has a lot of mineral resources that may be a draw for the youth, since they are probably more lucrative than farming and ranching generally are. I guess I would maybe end with a note of optimism. We're definitely seeing some positive movement in the younger crowd. Here in Connecticut, where I currently am, the demand for locally grown products, for example, has contributed to a 22% increase in the number of farms since 2007. So, you know, that type of trend goes in direct opposition to what we found out in Wyoming. And, you know, in time, it may be that through government incentives and subsidies and loan programs, proper estate planning tools, that sort of thing, that we'll really see this turnaround.